This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
Third time's a charm. Welcome to Heaven and Life. This is Nathan Cross, Dylan Stewart, and we're here. I've been struggling to tee the music up correctly this evening. Took us three times to get it in.
So that crack we didn't smoke before this.
Man, if I'd been smoking more crack, I'd be well onto it.
That's what I'm saying.
So tired.
That's the problem.
Hook us up. If you're there and you're smoking crack.
No, don't.
You can send it to us via MPR.
MPR doesn't condone the use of crack.
No, but it will hold it for us. So. Yeah.
Sam's a good dude.
Yeah. Oh. Welcome. Welcome. You're listening to MPR 999 AM.
It's 9 p.m.
It's 9 p.m. on the 999 a.m. Boss dog. It's been good. NPR, great fun.
Yeah.
They have been, I've been chatting with them this week about our live show that's coming up.
Yeah. Should we do a quick plug on that?
Oh, yeah. Let's do a quick plug on that.
Yeah. So, the Comedy Festival in Palmerston North, or better known as Palmy Comedy Festival. I have it bookmarked right here.
1 month yesterday.
1 month yesterday. Yeah, cool, man. We're doing a live recording at the Globe.
Yeah, we're doing two live recordings.
Two of them. Oh, Jesus.
So if you ever wanted to be on the radio.
Yeah, come on down.
If you ever wanted to assassinate someone live on air.
Don't start with us.
Yeah. Mike start Hoskins with, is available.
Start with one of our guests.
Yeah.
Friday the 15th is the first show.
Yep.
It's in the foyer of the Globe, so it's free. Just come along, hang out. They've got a lovely cafe
there. We haven't quite sorted the time out, so just buzz around.
Yeah, it's at 10 o'clock.
It won't be at 5:30.
No.
Because I'm in a show then.
Yeah.
It probably won't be late. I imagine Dylan's in a show late.
I'm in a show late at about 10:30.
So it'll be somewhere between 6:30 and 10:30.
That's correct. It will be in there somewhere. You can also see on that night Sam Smith, by the way, just saying.
Guy Williams.
And Guy Williams, yeah. Both brilliant.
And you can't see them both on that night. You'd have to see one night and one the other night.
See Sam Smith the next night.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, he's on the next night, 7 p.m. Well, go see one of them, for God's sakes.
Go see both of them. Just spend the money. It's like,
yeah.
You see them both for like 40 bucks.
That's right. Then on Monday, the 18th, you can see me and Nathan in Bad Taste. And,
yes.
And Globe 2. And it's going to be a fun wee game show that we're going to be running.
We have to do something about that sometime soon. We'll be prepared by the time we get there.
Totally. Just as prepared as we are for this show today.
Yeah. Which is very prepared.
Very prepared.
We definitely threw things together.
Oh, I've got things. I'm reading stuff. It's $5. It's a 40-minute show. You can then go see Pat Goldsack's Moist Liaisons after that.
Delicious.
Oh, yummy.
Pat Goldsack is actually going to be in Bad Taste.
Yeah, so there you go. You get a good warm-up.
She'll be a panellist.
To that show.
So if you folks come along, it's going to be me and Dylan. We'll be hosting it. We have confirmed Shan Harth, who is a local comedian. We have Nathan Jobry, our good friend from Christchurch, who has been on the show a couple of times.
Awesome.
Yep, Pat Goldsack. And probably at least one more to be confirmed.
Yeah. And us.
Yeah, we said us.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's going to be good fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Shooting Stars, but not as good.
Maybe just as good.
Shooting Stars is pretty good.
It was a great program.
I mean, it was a really bad game show, but it was a really good
game
TV show.
Game show-wise will be just as good, but entertainment-wise, we'll see.
Yeah.
Then you can see me in Conscious Ramblings. I'll just put that out there, Friday and Saturday,
the 22nd and 23rd.
Yep, at 6:45 in Globe 1.
Mm.
It's 200 seaters. Come on, sell me out.
Yeah.
And then we're recording one more time on Friday the 22nd.
Yep.
At some stage.
It's going to be cool.
After my show, probably.
Or is it not Saturday the 23rd?
No, Friday the 22nd.
Friday the 22nd.
Friday the 22nd.
Well, Friday's excellent. That is good.
Yeah.
So if you want more details on Palmy Comedy Fest, you want to see who's on,
There's a great program that's put together. You want to check out www.pammycomedyfest.com. Yeah. Click on the program, see what's happening. There's also an advert that's on that webpage for the whole festival that was being in the cinema.
Yeah.
You can check it out. It's got a couple of familiar faces in it.
I mean, a lot of people...
I say familiar faces, but you can't see us.
Well, we got a picture on the website. Our picture's on the NPR website.
But everyone's listening to us live on the radio, Dylan.
Well, I take it just
on
like
9 a.m.
They are looking at their phones anyway.
No, they're on the radio. They're in the cars. They're busy people. They've got shit to do at 9 o'clock at night.
That's a good point.
They're listening to AM radio.
Do you ever listen to the radio anywhere but your car?
It's a medium wave. Hmm?
Do you ever listen to the radio anywhere but your car?
No. Well, yeah, because like, sometimes I'll be listening to the radio in my car.
Yeah.
And there'll be something like real interesting there in the middle of.
Mm-hmm.
And I drive up. I don't really like... It's weird to sit in your driveway in your car, continue to listen to the radio, particularly if like your other half's in the house. And they're like looking out going, oh, what's he up to in the car?
Yeah.
He's probably gone and got McDonald's again. That cunt.
Yeah.
And that's why he's sitting in the driveway. So sometimes I'll get my phone out and I've got an app, which I use to listen to this show sometimes.
There we go.
We don't always record it live. Like we are tonight. I mean, we're in the studio right now.
Right now we're actually in the studio.
If you're listening online, we're still in the studio.
Yeah, we're here.
We're doing it live just for you.
Come knock on
the demand.
Door.
We'll I'll tell you what, go back to the start of the show, right?
Yeah.
You'll see how talented we are. We can do it verbatim from scratch. I sometimes listen to radio on my phone.
Nice. All right.
Sometimes in work.
Yeah.
In work, they have the radio on.
Oh, do they? We don't have a radio in our office.
Oh, my God. You're so lucky.
Yeah.
We have, I don't know what we listen to, but it's shit.
Do you know what you should do?
It's the same every day.
You should flick it when no one's looking over to NPR.
I flick it to other radio stations.
Yeah.
And it gets noticed very quickly. And whenever the person who notices it, it gets flicked right back without consultation.
I think you should call that person out.
We have.
Good.
That person is the king of the radio.
Ah, fair enough.
But not the way I'm the king of the radio. Like on the radio, they're just like, they. It's like everything the radio's waves touches is this person's kingdom.
See, you need to put your foot down the bus because you're on the radio. They're not. You could be like, I should be in charge of the radio because I'm actually on the radio. I have a radio show.
Yeah, I know. I know good radio when I hear it.
Yeah, I make good radio.
I mean, I know good radio when I hear it.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. That's our section about Nathan's life. Tune in next week. We'll talk about which way he
so
does
we,
he fold
we,
the
we
scrum?
Were saying though, check out Comedy Fest program, which is good. We're going to be having a hard copy out here.
Oh, yes, I've heard rumors about
the Globe Theatre has said that they're going to put together a hard copy of it. So
nice.
if you want one, bring it along, get it signed by some cool.
Hey, that's
people.
A good idea.
You know,
I might get one signed too.
So it'll be fun.
Yeah,
less effort than trying to get the poster signed like we did last year. Oh, well, what's in the news?
What's in the news? Hey, Nathan, do you ever feel like Jesus?
No.
Okay, do you want to feel more like him?
Like Middle Eastern?
I mean, more magical.
Imaginary.
Yeah, it used to exist. Yeah. Perhaps, maybe. So Nike...
In pain? you've seen Fashion Trend. Machal Kalashula!
So Nike are selling Jesus shoes. Jesus shoes.
Jesus didn't wear shoes.
No.
Are they sandals?
If anything, he wore sandals, but no.
Hang on. I keep going.
Okay. So what they are is they're a pair of Nikes that are filled with holy water. So the holy water, it's a collaboration with Jesus Christ. Nike has collaborated with Jesus Christ.
How do they collaborate with Jesus?
Well, they're making Nike Air Maxes. Nike Air Max 97 sneakers injected with holy water from the Jordan River. Which has been blessed by someone. Now, if you want to get one, you can't because they've actually sold out. Unless you want to buy one on the website StockX, which is like a resale website. They sold for $1,425, which was $2,250.
How much?
$1,425. It's a little over 2,200 New Zealand dollars. But they have sold out. You can get one for about $4,000 off a reseller online.
These people have obviously never heard of Simony.
No.
the buying and selling of religious favors.
Ah.
It's considered to be quite bad form in the church.
Was it?
Yeah, real bit, you know. And he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves.
Whoa.
It's the one time in the Bible where Jesus ever lost his fucking shit.
Yeah.
Jesus was pretty level-headed.
Do you know why? Because he had everything copyrighted.
He goes into the temple to get down with God, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I don't think he's
dead.
Yeah. He's like, hey, Dad, come and chill.
Hey, Pa.
He's like, it's your weekend, Dad. Mm. Come chill with you.
Yeah.
Gets there. And they're all selling stuff and haggling and shit in the temple.
Little crosses and spears.
Yeah, stuff like that, you know. Trinkets.
Yeah.
Just fucking anything, really. They're selling hash. Probably it is the Middle
Probably.
East.
Yeah.
Wine.
Sand.
Romans, you know. Yeah. But buying and selling, they're haggling, all fucking each other over and I get you a good deal.
Yeah.
If you've ever been to the Middle East, you know. Yeah. Hey, looky. I get you a good deal. And he goes mental, starts fucking flipping tables over. And he's like, meh. Doesn't like the whole use of religious shit to sell stuff.
Man.
I imagine what Jesus would do is he would flip Nike over.
He would lose his shit.
He'd Hulk out, flip over a factory.
Yeah.
Yeah, this war is not holy. You've had to buy it. Fuck you, Nike. If you're religious, this should be a problem. If you're not religious, this should also be everything. No one should want these shoes.
Well, but everyone wants them because they're sold out.
Satanists want them.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Bible references, Nike also did reference the Bible while doing this, which was Matthew 14:25, about Jesus walking on water.
Oh my God.
So
this is in such bad taste. I can't get my head around it. It's like I said, if you're not religious, I don't understand the appeal in this. They're just really expensive shoes with holy water. But if you're religious, you should be like,
this is bad.
It just feels like in real bad taste.
Yeah. There'll be those people that, you know, who'll buy these is those kids whose parents are religious, but they really don't want to be, but they have to go anyway. Mm. And they got tons of money. You know, those kids?
Yeah.
Like Trump's kids.
You're seeing American Christians, basically.
Yeah, I didn't want to spell it out, but they'll be all over these things, being like, look, Dad, I'm down with the J.
It's like, hey, man,
I'm
going along to their Sunday school. I've got to look real cool. It's a shame I can't get my hole, because that's the reason I'm doing this.
Yeah.
God damn these virgin rings that we have to wear.
Yeah. Those virgin rings are bullshit.
Yeah, I'm keeping myself pure for Jesus.
Whatever. You're like, I want to go finger bang in my car, and they're like, okay.
I'm keeping myself pure until I get married, and then I'm going balls deep.
Yeah.
In the anus.
Hey, Nathan, do you have a sister?
I do not.
Oh, well, then this won't happen to you.
So you just skip it.
Well, I do, so let's go through this.
Let's do this, right? So,
a man has discovered his wife is pregnant. It's actually good news.
His
wife is pregnant. Yeah, he recently celebrated
this
the big
is news
that she was pregnant. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well,
who
there's
is
a bit
he?
More to the story.
Who's a guy?
It's anonymous.
It's anonymous. Congratulations.
Congratulations. So what he did is him and his wife.
We should send him some soft cheese and cigarettes for his wife.
He's going to want the cigarettes.
Some booze.
But after putting himself forward for a DNA test, the husband made a horrifying discovery about his wife was actually his half-sister.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're a little bit worried about their child now.
To be honest, it's kind of impressive that he's had to have the DNA test, you know.
Yeah, well, they did one of those 23.
You think it would have clicked when they grew up together?
Yeah, I've felt like I've always known her, and I have.
Yeah, it's like she shared a bedroom with me when we were younger, and we just wanted to kind of keep going with that.
Yeah,
I was shocked to find that she was still my sister.
Apparently what happened was two different mothers, same father, but the mothers didn't list the fathers on the birth certificate.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't actually know who their father was.
Apparently this does happen somewhat regularly.
Yeah.
Where siblings, either half-siblings or straight-up siblings, are separated when they're young.
Yeah.
And then they meet each other as adults.
Yeah.
And they have very similar personalities.
And they just get along.
And they get along, and you know, they've got that sort of just about the same kind of DNA going on.
Yeah.
They all just, and then
kind of look the same, kind of.
And it's a shame because, they just, you know.
Yeah.
They seem to go in the suicide packs, you know.
Yeah. Now, can you guess if they stayed together? Guess if they stayed together or split up?
Oh, tell me they stayed together.
Oh, yeah. Our feelings have not changed.
I think that's okay.
They knew the whole time.
I think there's something about that that's not too awful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that kind of thing of it's like It's different if you're raised with your brother or sister. And no, until I mean, they, no. they could have quite happily gone their whole life not knowing, and everyone in their community not knowing.
Yep.
I don't know. I have no ethical problem with that.
What's weird is in this thing they say we actually fuck harder now. So yeah. Doesn't say that, but could you imagine?
He used to call me. I used to call him daddy.
Yeah.
Now I call him
bro.
Bro. I say
deeper, brother.
Fuck me like our dad used to fuck our mums.
Oh man. That was messed up. So, yeah, if you don't know who your father is and you're with someone who doesn't know who their father is, maybe get a test.
Or don't. You could just ride this one out. It could be like your little... It could be your hing.
But when your baby comes out with webbed fingers and toes playing the banjo perfectly...
I don't know. I just think it could be your wee thing. It's like... You're just like... We're living on the edge.
Do you know...
We've got the test done. We're not opening the envelope. It just sits there. And we look at it while we bang
on the dresser.
We just look at the closed envelope.
DNA results enclosed. Gross. I just say gross because I know who my sister is, and gross.
You wouldn't have a chance with your sister.
No.
She's both too lesbian and too attractive.
I wouldn't go as far as attractive.
In good shape.
She's very fit.
Yes.
But she's... Let's move on.
I hope you're listening. Next time you're over, beat Dylan up.
Nathan, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you yet another question?
Okay. You're running out of questions. I'm like the genie. You get three.
Okay, this is the last one.
Okay.
Do you like to stick things into your penis? It's an honest question.
To be honest, usually the penis goes in things.
The
penis is not an in-hole.
No.
It shouldn't be an in-hole.
It doesn't. It's not.
Some people like to in-hole things.
Some people do. Some people like to inhole their penis.
Yeah, it's not a good idea, though. I'm sure you're about to back this up with some kind of awful anecdote.
Yeah, so it's called it's a sexual thing called sounding.
Sounding.
Yeah, that's what it's called when you put things into your penis while masturbating or having sex, obviously. So a young man in a country, he's in a country, decided to put some tweezers in there.
Okay.
And they got stuck.
Oh, fuck.
For 4 years.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So he put them in there and they got stuck and he was like, just whatevs. Do you know what I mean? He's just like, let's just keep this going. He's from Saudi Arabia, by the way.
Giving me the squirms, man. I don't. Ugh.
Yeah. So he's like, well, I'm going to leave it for a while and see if they just come out, which they didn't.
No.
And then after 4 years, he had to go to the doctor. So he's like, hey, while I'm here, could you whip my penis open and get this thing out? And so they did. Now, do you want me to vividly describe how they did it? Because they do vividly describe how they did it.
So they had to open them up?
No, not at all.
They just pulled it out.
Yeah, now the tweezers were...
Ironically, they had to get another pair of tweezers to tweeze the tweezers out.
They did actually have to get the tweezers out. Tweezers. Mm. The tweezers weren't closed in there. They had opened. So they'd gone in hinge end first, if you will.
Okay, at least there's that.
Yeah. But the problem with that is the reason they can't come out is once they went in, they opened and then like couldn't get out, if you know what I mean. Like,
if you got a dick, don't do this.
Don't do this.
Don't do any of this stuff. It's not right.
At least don't use tweezers.
Don't put things in you that don't belong in you.
Yeah, just use a bit of metal or something.
There's a documentary. I say this term very loosely. There's a program of like the top 100 sex-related incidents.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them involve things going in that don't belong in. Like there was a couple of guys who poured concrete up the ass.
Oh, I heard about them.
Apparently concrete has a really, really caustic pH.
Yes.
So they ended up in the hospital and couldn't get it out.
No.
Because it sets. One guy on this, what do they call this? Sounding?
Sounding.
Sounding.
Yep.
So he did that with a rose for his wife to be all romantic. But roses have very fine little hairs on them.
Oh, yuck.
That go up the way. So it slides in easy, but when it came out, it took a lot with it.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Don't put things in you. This is a public health announcement for you. If you're listening, if you got a dick or an anus... In fact, don't put things in you that don't belong in you, in any holes.
And hang on.
They don't belong in the hole.
Anything that's not attached, well...
put each other in your holes.
That's thank you, yes.
Any holes you can put someone else in. If you like someone in that hole,
yeah,
let them into it.
No,
but don't put roses and tweezers and like heavy machinery.
Yeah,
concrete things that belong on the building site or in the garden, or you know, don't use them on yourself, guys.
No, don't do
Look
that.
Look after yourselves.
I am just going to quickly send this to your partner and just let her know that we're talking about this and to give it a go.
No,
with you.
No.
If you could report back, that'd be tops.
Yeah, you've just encouraged domestic violence there, Dylan. On
She's
two parts,
pin you down.
Well, speaking of dicks,
yeah,
here's some news.
Yep.
Speaking of giant penises with things in them that shouldn't be in them, is the hands of Shane Jones had something in them.
Oh
recently.
Man, yep.
So this was on the news this week. Just the Honourable Shane Jones, who is the Minister of Forestry, Infrastructure, Regional Economic Development. He's the Associate Minister of Finance, State-Owned Enterprises and Transport. Mm-hmm. He's New Zealand First. He's like probably the one that gets stuff done that isn't like Winston Peers is the face. Shane Jones is
the
butthole, the one that spews the shit out.
Yeah.
So he's recently been caught on camera, on film. In the United States on holiday.
Yep.
Just shooting the shit out of an AR-15 in a shooting range in America.
Oh, man.
And people are saying, I mean, rightly people are saying, oh, what's the problem with that?
Yeah.
You should be allowed to do it. It's legal in America. Which is true.
Which is true,
used to be legal here.
It was, yeah.
The reason people are a bit upset about this is because old Shane Jones is one of the people who helped sign off this bill to ban this very weapon that he's now holding in New Zealand.
Oh,
within the past few months. And it's just that it smells a little bit of hypocrisy.
It
because
does.
It says, I can have this thing.
Yeah.
I just don't want you to have this thing.
Yeah.
I can afford to go overseas and shoot the shit out of this thing.
The sad thing about that is he probably also didn't even pay for the trip.
To be honest, I think the sad thing is that he's put pictures of people's faces on the targets.
Has he?
Well, I mean, I like to imagine so.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
In my mind, he's done this.
Yeah. I mean, what
just, it's just pictures of Winston Peters. He's like, yeah. I am next in line.
Yeah. It's not his eighth. He's way down there.
I think he's just trying to appeal to that white supremacist base.
Oh, yeah.
That are so famous for supporting New Zealand First. The only party, like one of two parties right now that has a Maori head of party.
One of two, yeah. Oh, Greens, don't they?
No.
Oh.
National.
Yeah, but I thought the Greens did.
No, that's James Shaw.
Oh, that's right, changed. I don't pay attention to the Greens at all.
No one would blame you.
No.
They're slowly taking over. They took over the local elections this time around. Local election results are in.
Yeah, congratulations to everyone who got in.
Yeah.
And
to the lovely Renee Hugh, who works here at NPR.
Yeah.
His wife is now on our city council.
Good for her.
Well done, Renee and Hugh. I know it's taken a lot of you.
Yeah.
Hugh, you probably listen to this before it goes on.
Well done,
Buy Hugh. Yourself a drink.
Yeah, man, you deserve
We won't reimburse you.
No. It's not on us.
But yeah, so Shane Jones.
What a douche.
What a penis.
No, I mean, Jesus Christ. He should stick that AR-15 up his penis. And then...
Handle first.
Oh, yeah, not... You never put the bullet hole first.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to be comfortable, I imagine that would be the one that you would put in first.
If you wanted to be comfortable, you wouldn't put a rifle up your penis. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So we went to a thing. We went and saw a comedian in the weekend. Should we quickly whip over this?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. So weekend just been. We went up to see the world famous, world renowned Dylan Moran live in Wellington.
Yes, indeed we did.
Yeah, for his Dr. Chaos tour. I won't say that's the name of the show, but I could be very wrong. It was the name of the show, and I forget what it was. Dylan Moran Live is what it was called. Dylan Moran doing jokes, yeah. So
lots of jokes, not just like two or three.
Lots. What do you think? What do you think of the show?
I enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah?
I think that... it was a show of two halves, literally. Yes. Like, he came on, he was his own opening act.
Yeah.
He came on, he did a bit of stuff.
Yep.
And then he went away, and then we all got some drinks, and then he came back and did more stuff. If it had ended at the end of the first half,
yeah,
I would have been fucking raging.
Yeah.
Because it felt a little bit, I mean this with all due respect,
mm-hmm.
a tad on the lazy side.
Yeah.
It wasn't lazy. What it was, he did, Dylan Moran is a comedian who gets lots of people who don't go to a lot of comedy.
He does, yeah.
Because he's got that, he was the Black Books, he's got international acclaim.
Yeah.
He's a good comedian and a famous comedian, so he gets people turning up who don't necessarily go to a lot of comedy. So he gets away with doing some kind of lazy shit. Like coming on to stage and going, oh, Wellington, you guys are so progressive. Oh, it's not Hamilton.
I like Wellington.
Hamilton, shit. Wellington's good. Isn't Wellington better than Auckland? Ooh.
Yeah.
I know your Prime Minister's name, and isn't Prime Minister better than Trump and Boris Johnson? It's like, I did it really well. Like, he was good. But I mean, he's been doing comedy for like 30-something years. So he's, it would be shit if he hadn't done it well.
Yeah.
So I remember feeling at the end of the first half, like, I hope this improves.
Yeah.
And boy, did it.
Yeah.
Because half two
was out of this world.
Was epic. It was fucking brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to tell his jokes.
No.
But it was a fantastic show. And it was like sold out at the Michael Fowler Centre.
Yeah, completely sold out.
Which is a big venue.
2,200.
Jesus, he made so much money from that.
God, yeah, because I know what we paid for ours, and people at the front would have paid more.
Yeah.
Good for him, though. I mean, deserves money. I'm not saying he shouldn't charge that.
So it was a good show. Michael Fowler Centre, though. You got to upstaff your bars.
Yeah.
Couldn't get a drink.
The queue was just too long. I know Michael Fowler would hit back saying, well, what time did you get there? Should have been there earlier.
I mean, I don't think it is actually Michael Fowler's bar. I'm pretty sure he manages the Cavern Club in Wellington.
Well, we should ask him when he comes up for Palmy Comedy Fest. Jesus, we out of time.
Yeah, we're just about out of time. So,
Dylan Moran, good. I loved it. I agree with you. Second half was excellent.
This week, there's not much comedy on Sunday, though. The man is doing a workshop.
Yeah, come to that. $30.
If you can, it's like $30. He's only letting 10 people in.
Yeah.
So if you want in, you got to get amongst it.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Sorry, we had to cut it short.
Yeah. Sorry, we rambled.
We'll talk more about Dylan Moran next time. Until then, Nathan Cross,
Dylan Stewart,
and this has been Having a Laugh on NPR.
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.